Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Tips podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Hi.
That was easy.
Whatever.
How's everyone going?
We're going.
Do you know what? I should stop asking that question.
We actually should just rip that off every single episode.
Yeah. Every single time we go through this.
Yeah, because recording is always at such a end of our tether type time. Like, then on the edge, baby.
But it also sounds like we're so miserable.
We're not miserable. It's just
we're not, guys.
We're recording at miserable hours. Yeah.
I just think we're always tired.
It's also the time of year. We're on the latter quarter.
Girl, I think it's
every day.
It's like every day.
Christmas. Like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. I don't know. I know for me, I'm just tired.
You've got a lot of things on your plate right now.
Yeah, life is really shocking me at the moment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I really try not to complain because it's blessings, but it's a lot. And I know it's a season, blah, blah, blah. But sometimes I think, like, is it actually? Because life is, it just keeps getting busy.
I don't think it's a season, to be honest.
Because that's the thing. Because
growing up.
It just never ends. You never have, like, oh, now that's done. And now I have to worry for a bit. But there's always something just creeping in the background for you to attend to. Do you know what I mean? Like, cause I find myself craving that end of exam season bit of accomplishment. Like, I'm done now.
And have actual holidays.
Now. And now I'm off for 4 months and I shall do nothing.
I don't even know what that feels like.
And now it's just like, when can I say, oh, I'm done for a while? I can't. Never. Like, never.
You can't.
Not till you.
There's always an email waiting for me. There's always an email. There's always something. You know what I mean?
I feel like that's something I've always struggled with, though, balance, to be honest.
Like life.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you put things on your own plate voluntarily too much?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
In this season, I don't think that's the case,
mm-hmm.
but I do sometimes think some people just have it in them to be like busy
mm-hmm.
and doing things. I definitely think I'm a doer by mm-hmm. nature, but this is a different level of like hecticness and juggling 20 million balls. But yeah, I don't know the answer. I don't know how to maintain balance. I don't know if it gets better. I don't know in what ways to improve it. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't think anyone really does.
I don't know if it gets better, to be honest. Unless you've got a couple of mil and you be chilling.
I think we just learn how to adjust, especially becoming like now a mother. I feel like you just adjust to the insanity of it all, which is disturbing.
Yeah.
But at least when you're a parent, I'm not saying you have it easier, but you have human beings to show you the reward of what you're doing. Like,
no, you still want to punch them.
You said that one.
It doesn't matter, single, hard parent. Like, life is just, especially in this economy. I don't want to always harp on about it, but the economy is
so
very
disgusting.
You know, like, then I think, I don't know if our parents complained like this. I don't know, and then I also wonder
because their actions,
their actions probably. Okay, that makes sense. Because I was watching a 60-minute thing about millennials and you know the generation before saying that they're lazy, da 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 da, and then they were talking about this girl who, she worked for the government and she sued the government for like the additional hours that she worked because it wasn't balanced.
Oh my gosh!
And then I was like.
A government worker doing
who lived in Canberra and now she does something else. But then I was like, oh, is it because like our language has changed and like we now know what work from home is and like this idea of work-life balance that we now vocalize and complain in speech marks, complain about not having balance when if you look at our parents, they were working just as hard and stuff like that, but we weren't hearing their complaints, maybe we're too young to hear them. But then even now, like, I don't feel like I hear my mom complain about work, well, when she worked, like the way we complain about work or life in general.
I get what you're saying, because like, literally everyone will, in our generation, starts working, they're like, what the hell?
Mm.
Yeah. Like, what is this?
Yeah,
are we supposed to do this forever?
Exactly.
But is it a different type of work that we're doing compared to our parents?
It is. And I think we've spoken about this before. Like, as mentally, immigrants,
yeah. But like, if you're a middle class white person in this country,
it's pretty much, yeah.
It's the same thing.
Your dad was working in the ATO. Yeah, yeah.
And those are the people. And
they complain the most.
There's people complaining because this girl is basically that person.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not, I think it's also like different expectation of like what work can bring you. I feel like some people that generation were told they will reap rewards for being loyal or hardworking or whatever, and we're just like, where's the reward, babes?
I feel like that's not, it's more so like, it's just the actual fact that we're working.
It's just the concept of it.
I don't know if it's because we've opened our eyes and people are now making TikToks and making millions. And then people are now, there's more, we're more open to the different ways
there's
to
more opportunities.
So now we're just like, why am I suffering like this?
Yeah. There's more things that make us question it.
And
people
there's such
are
a disparity
paid to
as
travel,
well.
Travel bloggers. And you're just like, what is this? And I'm here in...
I was legit just looking at somebody yesterday at travel, and so I was like, so how can I do this?
Yeah. But this page called Mum on the Move, I said, hey, I said to my husband, my friend, let's figure out the strategy in which she got to this place, because...
Is she the one with... She's black, right? With
She's a black mom.
And she homeschools on herself. Yes. And like, yeah, I've seen
she,
that.
She actually doesn't homeschool him. I think what she does is she really just looks at his schedule and books flights... Like, according to have to as minimal time off. And then, obviously, like, he does his homework whilst he's on holidays and
single
stuff like
parent
that.
Or married? Single parent. Okay.
Jeez. But how is she doing this?
That's why I need to research. How am I supposed to know?
And where
know.
Is she? In America, right?
But she doesn't just do... The guy said, Mom, I want to go to... I think it was Estonia or something.
Wow.
Like, he was really into Estonia. Like, some random place.
She was like, anything.
This is where he wanted to go for his birthday.
But what does
so
she...
So we booked a flight.
What does she do? Content like, besides creator, the travel, maybe? Does she do something else?
No. I think she does something else, but I just... I don't know.
Because
like,
really,
does
content creation really make that kind of money?
They do, but a lot of them... Well.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of them are broke. That's one. That's
what
I don't
want.
Yeah, it is a facade. So it's like, how does this?
So I don't even want that. And it actually is work. It's not like a holiday.
You can't go on holiday because you have to make content.
Exactly.
On holiday. So dead.
That's not
take
it.
Take it with you everywhere.
And you're always trying to be polished.
Exactly.
And then every time when you have a breakup, you have to do announcements. Oh god.
So that I don't want that either. I just want.
And
I
also,
don't know.
I've also learned recently that our economy is so different because I listen to Americans. So I listened to this other podcast and this woman was saying how she's a property manager, but she actually owns her property and makes income, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so she was. So the person asked her, oh, how much do you make? Da, da, da. And she goes, I don't know, maybe like $225. And then after taxes, I take home about $100K. And I was like... And
after
I think she's
already
after tax. Yeah. And she
$225,000.
Yeah, so after taxes and maintenance, blah, 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 it comes to about $100, okay. Whatever. And she owns maybe like, I can't remember, but it's like between 4 and 6
properties.
I know people who own properties like that. They're not living off the income. They can't live off the income. They're definitely not making
that
kind
of
money. She was 50 something. Because she was
okay,
she was
in her older.
In this podcast, she was calling to complain about her husband because it's like a
what kind of life?
No, it's a money podcast. So she and people call in to talk about these problems.
Is it a black white man?
Yeah, Dave Ramsey.
Oh, and he tells people off about what they're
doing. Yeah, I haven't seen
like,
that.
It's so weird because I'm so obsessed with
people. People are crazy.
I find it so interesting.
I'm $700 million.
It's crazy.
I have 8 master's degrees and I don't have a job and my husband bought a pool house.
It's so wild.
Like, and they're 27. And like,
some of the weight is just like,
but do you know what's the craziest one that I think? Everybody's broke, but they all have car loans. Why?
In
America,
America
it's very
like
very
they're
different.
Very like it's the, just I feel like they need they feel like that's a necessity.
Like you have no money and you went to go like you don't even like somebody's gets paid $30K yet you went to get a car for $45K.
Every time
does that make sense?
Their car note.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't know. They're different. But is it because they can go to
they can get loans
Walgreens
on the day
get shopping
literally
like $50 and it'll last them 4 weeks.
Who knows?
Because
everybody calls
anyone
and talks
gets
about
gets
their
a
car.
Loan
everyone can get a loan.
That's why that we had that first recession in the bloody first place because people couldn't
pay their loans.
Their mortgage. So stupid.
True. But like
But so they do live off credit.
But that example of like the woman with the thing, I was like, I don't know anyone, or like considering the articles that I've read and stuff like that, there's no one that I've seen that lives off that kind, like lives off that.
That's, I think maybe that's the thing. Maybe work got you a certain lifestyle, like just going to work the way we do got you something that it doesn't get us now.
Yeah.
Mm. Like just by way of having a job, you were given a certain level of stability.
Mm.
Whereas now, like,
Even having a job is just like...
And the fact that, like, when you think about it, so I know for a period of time my mum wasn't working and my dad was the one bringing in the income. The fact that she could even do that,
have that luxury. Because
the money went further. That is a crazy luxury.
Think about it, I was like, wow, feminism really fucked us up. But maybe it's not feminism, maybe it's just inflation.
Economy.
Yeah,
because economy. I saw this, interesting, I saw two TikToks today. One, was doing a comparison of what would the average income in the United States was and what the average home cost and what the average home costs now and what the average income is.
Mm.
Back then, the average home would cost three times a person's income.
Mm. Now, how much is it now?
The average home costs eight times a person's
income. In Australia, it's 16.
So crazy.
16.
And then this other girl's posted, she's like... her parents were both public school teachers and they lived on a lake.
Mm.
She's like, this is what my parents' house bought them. Like, my parents' jobs bought them. They live in a beautiful house right
teachers,
on the lake.
By the way.
Public school teachers. They always say public school teachers in the United States are so underpaid.
Yeah.
But those two incomes got them that kind of lifestyle. She said that we went on holiday every year.
Wow.
Are you sure they weren't doing anything else? Because Americans, said, they do these mutual funds, stocks, ETFs.
I don't know what they were doing, but she's like, me and my partner, we make way more than that. We're both in the six figures and we live in this crappy apartment. Like, and she's just like, what is going on? Mm. Like, do you know what I mean? And it's just like...
Does she live in the same state as where she
Yes, they live in the same state.
It's scary.
Like...
It's not making sense.
So what it gets you, and like, it also just takes a toll. Like, I'm sorry. I actually get along fine with my family, but... I'm just too grown to be around them. But like, my bank account is not grown enough to leave.
Yeah. That's the struggle, baby girl.
And that's
girl.
Like the mental that toll it takes struggle, on you. Yeah. Like, yes. Even like, I'm a grown woman, like this bedroom can't contain my stuff.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me.
I try clearing out. I've gotten so anal about clearing stuff out. It's just, but it's just not enough.
You're too old.
I'm grown. I need my own steamer. Yeah. Okay. I need, like, do you know what I mean? And then I have work clothes. I have workout clothes. I have going out clothes. It's just, I don't have school uniform and like play clothes and church clothes.
Yeah. Do you know what I had to do? I had to go and buy like another wardrobe, to put my work clothes in, like in the room. So then I have one wardrobe and another. Like it was getting too much to the point where my mom was like, you need to actually leave the house. You're like, she's like, you've just acquired so much. And then you'd go into garage and all my house stuff was in the garage. And she was like,
I'm in that
actually,
awkward stage.
Things
are just everywhere. And my mom's like, get your life. What do you mean? Get it together.
But do you know what? It's really an age thing. And yeah, you know, and I find it wild when people see me and they're like, oh, you should go live back with your parents.
No!
See my home.
If I left, I just could never go back. Is either African?
We
need to check the people you talk to.
No, but, you know, they think because of the state of my parents are older and I'm single, so what am I doing out there? But it's
I wouldn't even think about that.
They do things, like, why, like, when I go to make protein shake, why does it taste like garlic?
Tell me why I've been marinating my Nutribullet in fucking, what do you call it? Morning Fresh. In, what else is it? What do you call this? Yes. The spray. Spray and wipe.
It's for 3 days.
I stopped making milkshakes.
It's still red.
I actually stopped making milkshakes. Mine was like chili. Mine tastes like chili.
But chili, garlic, ginger. Oh, okay. My mom has a separate juicer, so she's...
And the way that... the oven is now a storage compartment.
Oh, that's usually a dishwasher. Is it oven for you guys?
Is it one of those?
We actually use our dishwasher, but in many houses I've seen, dishwasher is a storage.
We actually use a dishwasher. So oven is a compartment. So every time I want to bake something, you have to now
take it all out.
Yeah, you have to wait for it to cool down to put everything back in. I just don't like the way they keep towels and stuff.
You have your own way of keeping things. And you want to be in your own space.
You know, and it's just like, I just,
Yeah. Did you ever like just go on the real estate app and start looking at?
I did, and then I closed that really quickly because even if I want to live in a St. Mary's,
it's a lot. Like, rough. Rough. A friend of mine had told me, "Oh, I should move out of my apartment to like a one bedder and then rent it out."
Mm.
And so when I looked, and I probably looked in like March, mm-hmm. and when I looked, my apartment was like, I don't know, 600 or 650 or something. And I was like, oh, that's not really worth me going to get an apartment for like 450 to do it, right? And then maybe like a month ago, I looked.
Tell me this.
850 for a one bedder.
For my apartment.
Oh,
are they crazy?
850.
They're crazy.
You gotta get out of there, baby.
I was like, yeah. What? I was telling Rebecca, I said, I need to leave.
Yeah, you
go. Because, crazy. Like, if I could go back to my parents' house, I'd go. Because that 850, that's a lot.
Yeah, very much a lot.
But and in such a short time. Like, it was March. We're in, what are we, in September? How can stuff go up that dramatically?
Mm. Yeah.
And don't ask RBA, stupid guys.
I know, pricks. And the thing is, so I'm now in the office 9 to 5, and I'm coming home. To the smell of stew. Rebecca, I need help sending money. Can you do it for me? Can you? I'm not, because the thing is, I'm the admin assistant just by living there.
Yeah, of
course. That's me. To be honest, pension baby.
To be honest, when you move out, some of them will learn how to do stuff by themselves.
They're going to have to.
They
will. Or they'll continue to call.
And that, I can decline it.
And you have to do drive-bys. Yes.
You know, I just rejigged my room. Like, I got extra storage and stuff. Like, a rack and everything, and it's still not enough.
Mm.
Like, cause I also have to work from there as well.
Yeah,
when I have a study, so I have crazy. My bloody monitor.
Yeah,
I guess all my clothes.
Yeah, it gets overwhelming.
I love reading. Sure. I love books. I would love to have a bookshelf, but my bookshelf is like this skinny.
You've literally outgrown.
I've just outgrown. Outgrown. Like, I've been in this room since I was 4. I'm not 4 anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It was literally so a child.
Yeah. Oh my
god.
But like, I'm not a child no more, babe. Like, it's
and of course you can't even go to the garage. You can't go anywhere.
The garage is not the kitchen.
There's no option.
Oh, God. Anyway, yeah. And like, it's not. And then it's hard because, like, you've outgrown mentally, but the economy is not allowing for you to leave.
Yeah.
Even with a partner, it's crazy. It's hard.
Yeah. The people that I talk to, like, the conversation, I feel sad when I talk to people, like, especially if they're renting.
Oh, bro.
The moving that they're doing every couple of, like, sometimes that's months.
Yeah.
It's so
I would
disheartening.
Hate that kind of instability. It would really throw me off.
And this is why I don't really like it when people say, oh, you don't need to buy a house. It's not the Australian dream. Just rent vest or whatever.
No.
Like, but it's like.
Maybe back then, but now you
but
kind
it
of
doesn't
do.
Make sense. Like, I know as a landlord, like, I can move you out whenever I want.
Period. It's
scary. Very easy to do it. Like, yeah, we may go through tribunal or whatever, but. It's not like the UK or the US, like with rent control and
people would
rent the apartment for like 40 years and, you know, no one will ever like change it. In Australia, things change so quickly.
Yeah.
So it's like by force, you're just going to want to buy a place eventually for that stability.
Especially if you want to settle.
Yeah.
You want a family. Like, you cannot put your kids through that. Like, seriously.
It's too much.
Moving up and down 8 primary schools a year. Like, you can't be doing that to your kids, man.
And then also, like, because things are so expensive, you're now having to move further out and all this type of stuff. It's just, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
I went to Melbourne just like last week and I went to visit someone in the West and it took me 10 minutes from where I was.
But where were you?
Yeah, exactly. Where were you?
I was in the city.
Oh, okay.
It was like 10, 15 minutes from the city to the West.
But because you know, they, Melbourne's different.
I know,
planned.
But I know, but it was just, it just hit me even more. Like,
seriously,
like, taking me 1 hour to get to the city?
And $80,000 in tolls.
Oh, tolls! Oh.
It's even the tolls!
It's the tolls that tolls. It's the tolls. It's the motherfucking tolls.
I hate it. This person,
the tolls are wicked. And the way they were just wicked. 40.
I know. I think they're doing it. They're not checking it. They just take it.
Of course, who's checking it? Is there somebody at toll office saying, oh let me see
my
how
God.
Much.
How can I have reached the limit already, babe? I've taken the road once. It pisses me off.
Cindy is very
you think
wicked.
You have some small pocket change in there and then the money's gone. It's gone to tolls. I was talking to someone that said they're like $5,000 in toll debt. They said they're never going to pay it.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not.
How do they get that?
State. He's got five thousand dollars. Like, yeah, yeah. He just laughed about it too.
So never do they pay get it. The? Don't you get 50% off registration if you have such?
What's Rento got to do with the dog?
Yeah, if you
they changed it now.
No, but
you get money back. You get cash back.
No, no, no. You still
no, get the cash back was always there. But if you reach,
no, that's M5. You're talking about
it's just M5. No, no, no. But if you reach a certain level, you do get 50% off your registration.
Since what, this financial year?
I'm pretty sure. Because don't you get, haven't you got the email where you can get, you can claim money back every quarter?
Yeah, no, that's for M5.
No, it's not.
It's for all of them. It's all just of them.
When every time I claim, it's only for M5.
No, no, no. Okay, I'll show you. I'll show you the link after. It's new.
Because the it replaces thing,
the
new,
the rego thing.
Oh, my. But can you opt into it or opt out?
Like you have to opt into it because the rego thing is automatic. You need to do it yourself.
I'm talking about the rego.
The rego thing's automatic.
That's automatic.
I'll show you after. And then every quarter, there's a threshold of $750 a year. And then every quarter you claim.
I claim, but I never get that much.
No, no, no. Not M5.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, no. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, the tolls are crazy. But like my cousin lives out in the equivalent of, let's say, Parkley or Glenwood. That kind of. I got Uber to the city is $50 from there.
That's actually not bad.
Of course it's not. She's in Melbourne.
Oh, okay.
Because I was going to say,
that's equivalent.
Yeah, like that kind of, distance, but like obviously not the extra distance is much less because it's smaller. But okay. In terms of like what kind of suburb it is and like what kind, how far out it is, in their standards.
Okay.
It's like it's more like Parkley, Glenwood.
I guess that's also relative to Melbourne since it's like cheaper than Sydney.
$50 is nothing. Yeah. If you split it with three of your girls,
yeah, that's nothing. Like,
$15.
You have to be strong to live in this city. I'm not joking. Oh. You have to be strong.
You have to summon the strength of your ancestors. Like, actually.
We don't notice it because we're just so.
We're just in it.
Yeah,
we're just
but as soon as you have a conversation, you have
they're just
to
like, how are you surviving?
Literally.
I said, sister, it's by the grace of God.
Literally by the grace. Because it's rough.
Even the fact that you have bought a house in Sydney, everybody, you should have.
Because at this point, I'm like, I gotta go buy with my brother.
Yeah,
do something, baby, not on my own.
Yeah,
it's giving impossible. And like, where?
I know.
That's the thing. Where,
I've always like, I don't want to live further out west than where I grew up. That's like a step down in like lifestyle to me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
because it's so far away from.
But even where I am now, it's expensive.
Yeah.
If I wanted to rent a place down the road from where I live, I couldn't afford it. It's insane. And then it's on top of that, it's like, what do I eat? Like, if I did buy it, I'll just be eating on living on oxygen. Yeah, like, it's just so mad.
This is random, Mary. Do you meal prep?
No.
No, you cook every day?
You know my life.
Mm. Kids don't eat meal prep, baby. They don't, do they?
I mean, eat what you give them.
Yeah, to a certain extent. But I think just.
So you're not
yeah.
one of those aunties that.
I don't.
Cook for the week.
I don't know how to make jollof that will last me more than 2 weeks.
I don't know how to do big portions.
I don't know how to do big portions. And I need to
learn. It would be tasting like water if I was trying to do a bigger size.
My mum is so good at that, you know.
Same. It's all the mums.
Because I had 11 siblings. And they had
a and also the times that they were working. They're not going to be able to do this every day we're cooking.
Yeah. But I started meal prepping.
You have?
Yeah, I do it with my partner. It's a little activity we do. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Like on a Sunday?
Yeah, on a Sunday.
I used to do that with my husband when we were.
But
that was good.
Even by Friday, it's a bit, isn't it?
It's just like, oh my god, give me some potatoes or something.
Yeah, it's just for lunch, not for dinner.
He does it for his lunches.
You do it for dinner?
No, he does it for his dinners, and I do it like for lunches. Dinner, I'll eat what my mum made. Even that sometimes.
Mine was for lunches because we had to go out to the city back in my day. All working from the city.
Yeah, I do it for lunches, but he does it for his dinners because he lives alone, so I can just eat my, what's it called? But even that, it's just like, this isn't giving.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
After a while, it just gets, that's the thing. So my son was like, he had the same thing for lunch, the same thing for dinner the night before, and I didn't know. His grandma fed it to him.
Oh, okay.
And then I went to go pull it out for dinner, and he's like, the same thing again! Oh, he was so devastated. I was like, hey, my friend, quiet, I've already heated it up. He's like, but why, mommy? I said,
oh my God.
The I said, darling, it's still there. He's like, but I don't want you. I was like, oh, crap, so like, please.
That reminds me of a meme, like, this little kid. I think his mom or something, sister, was, like, in a bathtub, maybe, mm-hmm. saying, and she was just getting ready. He's like, what are you getting ready for? She's like, oh, I'm just getting ready for work. Again?
It really is wild. Like, by Thursday, like, so the people want to see me again. If people want to see me, my face again. Are you obsessed with me? Mm. Like, it's just all very mad. But anyway.
So okay. Anyway, how do we achieve balance?
I was just about to say, I don't know if we can achieve it, to be honest.
I realized I have to just have a routine, which is boring. It's so boring.
You find routine boring?
Because then it's just like, I only, like, routine means that you don't, there's no surprise. Which sounds dumb. Which sounds very, oh, no surprise. But it's like, when I wake up, I know what the whole day is going to look like. And then on Monday, it's going to be the exact, like, on Tuesday, I'm like, I know what it's going to look like. And then on Wednesday. Like, at least if you have a kid, that, you know, someone might shit their pants, they might they might have snot, something.
That's not good, dude.
Yeah, I know. That's the type of surprise you want.
Surprise you want, then.
You know what you're going to eat? You know, but that's the only way I can stay on track.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then what happens is I end up living for the weekend.
Yeah, yes. Which I don't like.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I hate having my life living my life for the weekend.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's just, we've been brainwashed to think that it's okay to think 5 days is cool and then we have our little 2 days off. Yeah,
it's not even two.
It's actually
not. It's not because it's
barely two.
Yeah. Because one and a half.
If you have to do like your life admin.
Because the mental load, when a 4 p.m. Sunday hits, you're just like, oh my gosh, work tomorrow.
It's crazy.
But yeah, I'm with Repka, definitely routine.
Yeah,
but I like routine in terms of like, I know what to expect. Yeah. The way that I jazz it up is literally by food. And I think that's why I almost like cook every day.
Because
I'm like, oh, now I
something
I
say
something and I'll,
That's why I always do different workouts.
That makes sense because my cousin, used to, when I lived in London, she was obsessed with what we'd have for dinner.
Yeah. I would literally call my husband and be like, we have the option of this and this.
Oh,
really?
Oh my God, she would call me like at 9 o'clock. She's just arrived at work and she'd be like,
9 a.m.
She'd be like, what are we having for dinner? I was like, I just fed your kids. How can you call me now?
That's why I like to bake, even though I deny liking to bake.
I don't know why. This girl, every time I go to this girl's, there is some fresh bakery in there.
There's been apples that have been sitting there for about
apple crumble.
You know, a little bit of apple crumble.
Bad banana bread.
You know, we try and make some cupcakes. Like, I'll be chucking
that thing right out.
Yeah. I try to do things in the weekdays, honestly.
Like, you bake, get things out of the way.
I used to do that too. And then I was like, I can't be eating
this shit by myself. It's very tiring. But now that I work from home, like, I try and just, like,
do something.
Because you can do something, like, while you're working.
You don't actually enjoy cooking. So how does it excite you?
But baking is different.
And no, you said the cooking.
Yes.
Because the food itself.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what I've done. So apparently,
Can I just add as well? Like, now I go to TikTok to find things. Things that you haven't used in ages.
Yeah.
And like, so what do I really do with this bean sprout?
Yeah. Then you just put a bean sprout.
Why are you buying me bean sprouts? And then
a nice
you know, you find
dish.
A little exactly.
Oh my God, I love me some TikTok.
So I feel like TikTok has actually helped in terms of I still don't like cooking, but who else is gonna do that shit? Yeah,
exactly.
So I still have to find something
enjoying. They said that people with ADHD thrive off novelty and routine, which is like, babe, it's giving contradiction, they said give yourself a morning menu, so like give yourself something, a set list of things that you can choose to start the day off with. So it can be either, it can be a workout if you want, or it can be reading, or it can be journaling, or it can, so you give yourself choice, but it's set. So it's like you don't feel trapped in a dead-end routine, but it's also something practical instead of sitting on your ass and scrolling in
is
bed.
Is there an app for that?
There probably is, but there's an app for everything. But I was like,
I've never heard
have
of
you
that
tried
concept.
It?
No, I don't know. I feel like I just end up
just going off the rails.
Yeah, if I give myself choice, I'm like, I don't think the choice is doing nothing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I have to be quite strict with myself, unfortunately. But yeah.
Do you plan your week out?
I do, unfortunately. The good thing is,
I'm a planner.
Now that I'm not in the office 5 days a week, I can really, like, I can use my non-office days to catch up on life admin, to like maybe not have such a jam-packed day, and like my evenings can be more smooth, because like when I come home from the office, I just want to face the wall. Like seriously, I want to face the wall. Yeah. So on those days, I can do something a bit fun. You know what I mean?
Because on those working from home days, I was thinking, how the hell did we manage it? Like, because I'm doing my washing in between.
Yeah, my folding.
How do we manage the house without working from day, home?
I say to women that have like kids that are 8, 9, how did you do these?
You told me they did it on the weekend.
And I was in an interview, and there was three ladies. They all had kids. And I was just like, yeah. And she's like, are you aware that this is 100% working from home? I said, bet. This is what I like to hear. And I was like, yeah, just and we're talking. And then I was like, out of curiosity, like, I take my hats off to you. I give you all the praise for being able to do this shit and then come home and then cook and then still try and be switched on for your family. And
my manager, my manager has 4 kids.
And the way she said it, she said, oh, I asked her, and she's like, yeah, we didn't do it very well.
That's a very fair point, because I have this conversation with my manager. She has 2 kids, and she's a single parent. And she was like, and she said, but she said that the kid's dad's pretty good. Okay. Like, that's good. But she goes, I was even coming to work 4 days a week, right? Like, before COVID, right? And she's like, now they tell me to come 3. I can only make 2. She's like, I actually can't function.
But now we've adjusted. So it's
like, it was, I think she goes in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and I spoke to her on a Wednesday. She's like, I couldn't go in. Like, I physically couldn't go in. She goes, I actually don't know
how
I did it. Because she goes, it doesn't even make sense. Yeah. And then they were even talking about like, because where I work, they're trying to get more of their like senior people to come in 5 days a week. And like her boss was meant to come in, I think 4 or 5, and he's stopped and done 2. Because everybody's just like, it just actually doesn't make sense at all.
The 5 days in the office thing, I remember because my other job, I was in the city, and they wanted me, I was in there 5 days a week for the first 6 weeks. I was actually suffering. Like, I was genuinely, and remember we were doing like a lot of stuff with the podcast, like a lot of recording, and it was in the city as well. I essentially had 2 hours before I went to bed. And then I woke up again. It's like, oh my goodness.
No time to wind.
No time to wind down.
No time to yourself at all.
And when I was living at home, I was like, I really hate this life. So I started sleeping super early. So I'd sleep at like 9.
Yeah, but that's...
So you would have more time in the day?
Yeah, just so I could be alert, because I'd come home and be so tired.
But the problem is that if you go to bed at 9 and you're getting home at 6:30, you have 2.5...
No, so this is what I was doing. I was going to bed at 9. I was wake up at like 5 something. I'd catch a train at like 7, be at work at like 8, leave work at 4:30, get home around 5:30-ish, whatever, work out, and so I'll sit down. It was still a lot, but that was easier for me to function, because I just couldn't function. Like, the fact that I would get home at 7 and be sitting there in, like, 3 hours.
But I do have to say, like, waking up early. Much as
I know.
It's so painful, but
it's so much better.
Yeah, but it is better. And this is why I also started gymming in the morning, because I was like, the gym class forces me to get up. It makes me accountable. So I stopped.
I don't want
to
hear
it's seriously, I know. Like, it seems crazy. Yeah. So I haven't been gymming properly for the past few weeks, but I'm going back to 6 a.m. classes. I realize my life's going to be better. Like, it hurts. It really hurts. But when you realize that there's, like, once you're
I can't go to bed early. That's my problem.
Yeah, that's your problem.
Even my business partner is on the other side of the world. I physically can't.
But you know what? That bedtime, early bedtime.
I know. Trust me.
The way I'm strict about my weeknight bedtime, I put blue light filter on my phone.
Okay.
Phone goes on sleep mode.
You stay on sleep. Oh wait, do not disturb. Ripka's do not disturb.
No, because you know what it is? Yeah, when she's I see bed right notifications,
yeah, that was me too.
I get very overwhelmed. I will deal with that when I have like assigned time. Yeah. And I did that with the group chat. Now I'm a bit on the group chat now, because I'm like, I will go there when I go there, then I will respond. So nighttime, I have my nighttime shower. I have my red filter on my phone. Notifications off. Phone down, I'm reading before bed.
Must be nice.
That's it. That's all I'm doing before bed.
You have time to read before bed.
Yeah, see, that's the kind of routine I'd like to.
I have to, no, because I can't, and I'm uncompromising. I don't care if the podcast is shutting down. I don't care. 9 p.m., I'm getting in the shower because then I don't wake up frazzled.
Yeah.
That, like, that scrolling I was doing before bed was having me frazzled. Yeah. Scrambling in the morning. It's disgusting. It's so disgusting. Like, you're just like.
But it's good. Like, you've noticed that.
Yeah.
You've implemented it.
Like,
I even do the
pillow spray.
Oh!
I have to get my 8 hours, babe. I have to. I don't know what I was doing in uni, functioning on 3 hours of sleep. I don't know what I was doing. No, uni's
different.
Yeah, exactly. I had 21-year-old energy.
Yeah,
you have to function differently.
And like, I had to be strict with that because not getting sleep, being all frazzled, having TikTok will have you on your mind on 8 different things. Because then you'll be like, oh, this TikTok is about a recipe. This TikTok is about what's happening to Black China. This TikTok is about mental health tips. This other TikTok is about Harry Potter. This TikTok, and it's like,
no, all the tabs are just opening and opening.
You gotta have a feed. Yeah. Wind down routine is so key. Oh, like, man.
You should do it.
My issue is the other people in my life on the other side of the world. This is the time that they're coming to.
You trust us jumping.
Yeah, that's what it's
my cousins coming. Yeah. Sometimes there are times where I wake up. And there's like 1,000 messages in one group chat. And like one of my friends, she recently went to Bali and she was like,
that's chaotic.
She's like, I don't know how you do it. She's like, that's I can't keep up because if something juicy goes, then sometimes you'll see that they're doing group call. But me, I'm asleep.
Yeah. Yeah. I even take a month to reply these days. It's so bad. Like,
too much messages?
Yeah, it's so bad. I don't even respond to stuff. I might react to something and I'll just leave it.
Yeah, like actual text.
Yes, because I can't keep up.
It's actually so hard.
It's too much. Really
hard. My brother, so he got a job working, you guys know where he works, right? Like, it's far from where we live.
Oh, okay. In terms of location.
He wakes up every blood clot morning at 4:30 to go to the gym. He works out for a full hour.
Yeah.
He comes home. He showers. He dresses. He makes his bed and he's out the door before I'm awake.
Wow.
How? And what time does he sleep?
Like 9 p.m.
9 p.m. Yeah,
because that going to the gym and coming back, that screws me over.
Yeah.
That he's got amazing discipline.
No,
what do you mean that screws? Why would you get back into bed?
I get a bit lazy.
With the endorphins.
Because I want to unwind from the gym.
Yeah.
So then I take my time. And then I might go and eat. And then next week, I should be in the office and I'm still at home. And then also, because
I really think that routine can only work with people that don't have things going on outside of the
office. I was just about to say, does he have other stuff going on?
He is in, you know how some men just shut down? They're like, I'm working on myself.
Yeah.
He's like that in that vibe.
Oh, okay.
So like,
so that could change. Like if you got a girlfriend or something like that.
Yeah,
like
he ain't on girlfriend time right now.
That's if he got that could
but
change.
No, but the thing is, but
for men when they
care about themselves.
Yes, especially when it comes to the gym.
Oh.
If they set their mind that this is the shit that I'm gonna do, they're gonna do it.
He's been going to the gym so consistently since he was 18.
Yeah.
He used to be like so skinny, like literally like a spaghetti.
Especially when they see results, they get
he used to be like a spaghetti stick. Like
isn't that me? I saw results and I'm hooked.
No. He used to be so, I can't explain to you how skinny he was. Like you could see his ribs.
Hey.
Now, why did he looked like he showed me a scar on his stomach. I said, where is this six pack coming from? He eats so clean as well. Like if
Does he make his own food?
Yes. He's making that dry chicken and
egg. When they're in that bag, there's nothing that could tear that from
him. He even at night, he's out there ironing his uniform. Yeah. You know how African men love to iron? Yeah, I'm making up at 4:30. Yeah. I'm like, and he even wants to do Uber Eats on the weekend.
He wants to do what?
He's doing Uber Eats on the weekend. He bought himself a bike. And he goes to the city to go.
He really is in his. I'm working on me.
I'm like, you know where I work and where do I live? I'm like, God. I need strength. Like, he's just the routine. I need a crumb of the discipline. But like, he's looking so healthy and like good and his energy. Oh, by the way, he comes home and he walks the dog as well after work.
Yeah, because that's all exercise.
It's not dog wolf.
Yeah, he's even a wolf.
He's a dog wolf.
Like, he must be fit enough to join the military at this point. Like, he's so fit.
That's so good.
That is really good.
Like, he hasn't eaten fast food in like years.
Wow.
I love that.
Like, like a year, I would say. Like, he hasn't touched it.
Damn.
Like it's all about routine.
No, discipline.
Discipline,
it's not routine, it's discipline.
But the thing is, he goes out to the club, like, once every 2 months. And that's as far as... And then occasionally he'll see his friends on a weekend, like once a month.
That's the gym's life right now.
Yeah, and then weekends, he's just recuperating, like recouping, like, yeah, recuperating.
So he doesn't do too much on the weekends, yeah.
He plays video games. Mm. That's it.
Yeah, baby has time.
Yeah, he has time. When he gets to misses, I'm keen to see, you know, but for gym, he'll always make time. I'll know that for
I
sure.
I think so.
Even when he was on his clubbing era, he would go to the gym.
Yeah.
He doesn't care. Like, when we were in Ethiopia, he was doing push-ups in my uncle's bloody basement, bro. Just, yeah. But, yeah. Mm.
But I've always toggled, you know, when you have your wind down time. I've always had issues with that because you've got so much shit going on in the day. Then finally your kids are asleep. And like you are just struggling to whether, like, to keep on top of everything in terms of, like, housekeeping, et cetera, et cetera. And then also just have the time for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's just, so now I'm just like, now I just want to go out at night times. So, like, for example, during the group chat, someone was like, is anyone free for a coffee now? I was like, damn. This kind of stuff that I feel like is good. Just like what I was talking about, you know, making sure that I'm not living for the weekend because my weekends are consumed. If it's not soccer, it's something else. Somebody's died. Something's happening all the time. Yeah. Somebody's
getting married, having baptism.
Exactly. When do I have time for me?
You don't, babe.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't. But the thing is, that's my problem. Like, now when I do... Because the thing is, now I just see my partner on the weekend.
You don't do it during the week anymore?
If I do see him during the week, it throws me off in the morning.
Yeah.
I think if you drove, it would be different, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, even the other day, like, he came to pick me up. We just went for a drive. Now I'm like, oh. I came home, I'm like, oh, it's not the same as before. Like, it's my normal routine. I'm all stimulated. Like,
My gosh. I need my wind down.
If I need my wine down, I need my hot shower and my spray. It's just, it's hideous, babes. Anyway.
I guess we don't know the answers.
No, what's been going on in the world?
A lot, I'm sure. I don't be keeping up. There's too much wild stuff going on. And it actually scares me. It's very scary. That shed room. They need to delete that thing, that platform.
That place is a hub of negative energy.
It's crazy. Oh my gosh.
But I find it so interesting. But I guess maybe when I see stuff, I'm not so consumed. I just see something, I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And then I keep scrolling. Mm.
You know what's interesting? Shadeborough.
That too.
That is messy.
That too. Yeah. I think that's so interesting too. I just,
it's ratchet.
For a long time I didn't. But then I realized that I was like, I have no idea what, like, stupid things are going on. I think it's just entertainment to me. So I just, I'm like, oh, this is wild.
Oh my God. Stormzy and Maya Jama.
Yeah.
They're back
together again.
You don't have to tell me twice. Every single day, I'm getting DMs from Mary saying, oh, this is cute. Love to see it. Ashanti and Ellie are back. Oh, this is cute. Vanessa and Kwame are back. Oh, this is cute. Now Myron Stormzy. I love to see it. So, yes, I was very well aware that they are back.
I mean, anyone who's
that's
not
been brewing for time.
Yeah. It's a thing. Like, you openly
but
say...
But it's like, now that it's just been, like, announced, like, they're actually walking hand
they've
in
done
hand.
The hard launch.
Before, it's like, everybody was
he's
dropping...
He's staunch he
like,
now.
What do you mean? He's always...
Hench?
Hench.
Oh, auntie!
Oh, my God.
I just said it with vim.
Hench. Soz, guys. English is
but I feel like he's been hench for a while.
Not like that. Now he looks so...
Because Glastonbury and stuff, he's been taking
his
shirt off. That's why he's become hench.
He's looking very...
Post-COVID, I think.
Yeah.
Always performing with his shirt off. He's trying to show some stuff.
Hey, really?
Yeah, weird, right?
Remember when he had, like, when he came to Australia and did a shoey?
I saw that.
You don't have to do all that.
They need to cancel that part of our podcast.
It's gross. Yeah.
Anyway.
So, circling back.
Would y'all ever do it? Nope. Don't worry about her.
I know,
I wouldn't do it. Well, it depends who. But I totally understand it.
Yeah.
Like, I really understand.
I really understand
it. So, like, someone that I was in a situation with that I hadn't spoken to in, like, ages. Mm. And then, like, years later, then they called me. And we had a great chat. And I was like, this was so easy because it, like, started off
where it left
where
off.
It left off. And I was like, okay, now I understand why people go back to their ex. Because it's like...
Suck back in.
Like, seriously.
You know the rapport. You know, what's your favorite colour?
What you start asking about?
It's just the banter.
And then once you ask me, oh, how's your family? How's this person? Then it's like...
It's like
old
times.
We don't have to try again.
Just,
I don't have to tell you anything. Like, you've just come and then we can just go back to it.
And why wouldn't you?
Because it's not a wise decision.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't have been a wise decision. But Like, after, I just remember thinking, yeah, wow, I totally get it. Like, I actually get it.
It just depends. Like, because a lot of people, like, they were young, they weren't equipped to deal with a relationship, they didn't make the right decisions. And, like, they grow and life brings them back together. Like, that's one thing. But I don't like these on again, off again, on again, off again.
Oh, that's, that's different.
I've seen a lot of those in my time, baby. It's not.
To me, it ended for a reason. Let's leave it there.
It depends what, if that reason hasn't changed, then like, cause sometimes the reason can go.
The growing thing makes sense. Yeah. But like.
Because I think maturity plays a big factor, especially in relating to other people.
Yeah.
Like, your mind shift can change drastically as you get older.
Mm-hmm. I think, it's a bit, what's the word? But sometimes you can feel like the you have grown, but the other person hasn't.
Oh, thank you. Because that's like, what I was
thinking. You're still
about.
Like this.
Yeah. Is that what you think about Nelly and Ashanti? Oh, no.
Sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nelly's still the same
Nelly
person.
Hasn't grown.
Yeah. Mm. And I think Ashanti's, like, really blossomed. So sometimes I'm like.
Is it just because.
Yeah.
Is like it the just one that got away kind of thing.
Yeah. So I'm just like.
What is Nelly. Anyway. It's okay.
And especially after he came to Australia and he was, like, high or something and his eyes were rolling back at the back of his head. I was like,
oh, really?
This is not.
Was that some kind of super fest or something?
I'm pretty
like
and it was Australia.
Superfest was such a
nonsense. And I was just like, so I was really sad when I heard that they were back together because I was like,
girl.
And I just feel like Ashanti's, like, awesome. And then she's just a hot
she's
babe. Like,
so
she's always
on vacation.
She's so stunning.
She hasn't communicated. But she hasn't communicated who she's been with. Because I've seen like, interviews of her and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps that private.
Yeah.
Obviously.
With Nelly, that ain't private.
Yeah. It's different.
Yeah. Why do you think people are so obsessed with Maya and Stormzy?
Because they were cute in, like, a not sick way. Like, not like a gross, not gross, but, like, not cringe way. They were cute, but, like, they weren't.
Are people really obsessed with them?
Like, yes.
People love Maya.
People calling them the new, like, Diana and freaking.
Stop.
Honestly. It's insane the amount of people that have, like, been praying for them to come back together. It's
apparently it's his mum that got the match together. So that's the rumor.
How did you hear this?
It's not
the million and one songs that he put out.
the whole album, essentially. Yeah. Or the house that he bought, but essentially for her. Oh, so if you watch the BBC documentary with Louis Theroux,
he
talks about how he's got another house that he's bought and that's for the family. And I remember watching him being like, that's for you and Maya. Like,
that's actually very cute.
I don't know. Is that when that meme came out of Stormzy where he studies? Is that when Charlamagne the God asked him about?
No, that was when he was stuttering.
I don't remember.
That's a radio one.
Why was he stuttering?
I think because he was asked something about Maya. Oh. He's like, are you still in love with her? It's to say, and he's like,
I've got love for her. Or something like that.
So funny.
It was so funny.
You have to see it. It's so funny.
No. Yeah, I don't know. Going back to the ex, I think more often than not, it's a bad idea. More often than not. Especially if it's like a breakup. People that like are in the cycle of it, like back together, breakup. I feel like the stories of people, like with bloody Issa Lawrence and that, of like, you know, we come to act together when we've both grown. I think it's going to be growing like that. Unfortunately, I feel like a lot of men are like, what they do is they find another person to treat better. They've learnt from you. And sometimes men feel some type of way when you don't tolerate the same shit you tolerated before. They're like, ah, what happened? What's this newness? And so like they prefer to just go be nice to the new person.
I don't know. I feel like the men want to go back because they know what they're getting. And then it's the women who are just like, I don't want this. And then they're forced to.
You feel like the women are forced?
No, the men are forced to now
go with someone else.
Yeah, now go with someone
else. Like, oh, I effed up. I should have done better. Now, like, better with someone else.
Yeah, because, like, in that time, the woman's probably, like, been like, I don't need to be treated like that. Like,
yeah, okay.
This ain't it. And so when the man's like, well, when the man does something, the woman's like, what the hell are you doing? And then he's just like, but weren't we always doing this? And it's like, no, this is a different time. Like, you can't be doing the same thing. Like, we're back together, but this is a different age, a different time, da, da, da. Then that forces the men to, like, go elsewhere.
Yeah.
That's what I how
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
Or grow.
Because I feel like a lot of men, when they know that's the woman that they want, even though they might F around and things, which is stupid, of course, but like when they
know,
like when they know, they know. I feel like a lot of men have said that.
Yeah, I get that. But like if they need to grow, doesn't that require substantial time apart?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You can't break up and then 6 months later I'm changed. No, of course. That's what I'm saying. But most reunions are like that.
Most?
I feel like it's
I think it's opposite way.
Maybe I've just been around a lot of toxic relationships. Like, you're like, oh.
I feel like it's 6 months.
Sometimes not even that, babe.
No. That's then, like kiddie stuff. Like when you're teenagers.
But like, getting back together with the ex years later is a different type of circling back. It's long-term circling back, which is different. I feel. There's different
And they've dated
back.
Other people.
Yeah, that's
you
different.
Know that. You, oh,
coming,
okay.
back a coming back a different life stage is a different type of...
Yeah, but that's what we're talking about.
Okay,
that's
different. Because there's different types of going back to your ex, isn't it?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes.
There's different types.
Yeah, there is.
There's like,
today, we're together tomorrow.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. There's different types. That's what I'm saying. I feel like the minority of going back tends to be the short-term one.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. If you go, the overarching amount is that. But
what are your thoughts, Vanessa?
No, I'm letting you freely discuss it.
Because
very
Vanessa's not the only one in my life that's circled back around.
Oh, really?
It's like, yeah, a few of my girlfriends have done it.
Yeah, I know a few people have done it.
And I feel like the guy just, like they always have known, but they're just dumb and then they just end up dating and everything like that. They go back around, they grow, and then they're just like, all right, I think it's time. It's very interesting.
What do I think? Well, it's interesting to hear people's, like, everyone's take. I think it works for me, obviously. I think the growth aspect is number one.
There has to be a change.
I don't think you can do it within not even a year.
No, it has to be years.
It has to be years. You have to be different stage, different, like, age, all of that. Like, when I think about how I was when I was 20, 21, totally different, stupid, doing crazy things. It's just not the same. Like, just the age that we're at, I don't know, you just come correctly. You know what you want. You know what, and it's not like something that I sought out to do, like, oh, I needed to get back with my ex. I think if things happen, like,
naturally,
organically, you're at a different stage and you can see that there's growth. You can see that that person is going to be compatible with the new, formed you, whatever. It works. I can see the negatives, of course, but I think the majority of people have that big break. I don't think the majority of people
have like short.
But also, Rebecca, you're quite young.
I mean, I have one married friend apart from me. Yeah, probably.
Because the years and stuff, I feel like they tend to be closer to their later 20s.
Early 30s. So I might have like a few friends in 3 years from now getting back to their exactly. I might,
honestly, babes.
I think there's a misconception that like when you go back to an ex is because like it was a last resort, there was no one there.
A lot of people think that.
Really?
I feel like it's like a love story. Like maybe I've romanticized it in my mind. I think you've romanticized it. Because it's happened a lot. Like I can pinpoint like people that I was like, oh.
I think,
oh my God, this is so amazing. Well, obviously everyone's grown.
It's definitely grown.
I think a lot of people just think like once you're over the age of like 25 and you haven't been in a committed relationship, you'll just kind of like take whatever. Yeah.
25.
25, absolutely. If you haven't been in a full serious relationship, the misconception is that you're kind of like, you're stuck to take whatever.
That's rubbish.
Crazy. I hear it all the
25?
Time.
Who are you talking to?
I hear it all the time. I see it all the time. Just think about the dating pool. Well, even you guys talking about going back to exes, that you can't even relate to that.
No, you cannot.
Your man's is your ex, your current, your future. All of that. And I guess you wouldn't count any of your exes.
I don't have no exes, baby.
Yeah.
I don't. I actually don't.
True. He's your first proper.
Yeah, exactly. And my last.
Aww.
He has no choice. But
but if you just you look at the dating pool, I just think maybe
it's disgusting. I get it. The dating pool is like someone pissed at the dating pool. Do you know what
I
mean? Sorry?
I wouldn't be able to do it me personally.
Yeah, but you never say never. You know that show on Netflix? You know me and my reality TV. I was watching it on the plane. What is it called? Oh, with Nick Lachey.
Oh!
What's that shit called?
Is it the Ultimatum or something?
Yeah, the Ultimatum. Hey, Ultimatum.
Something like 12, not 12. something like 23, like, you have to marry me or we break up. Baby, you just finished uni.
Yes. Oh, but anyway, sorry, ones that I've seen, they're a bit more advanced in age. But Nick Lachey and his wife are the same, where they've been like, they were together for some time and then just they were like, oh, we've outgrown each other.
Mm.
And then they separated. They dated other people. Mm. They, you know,
did their own thing.
And then life brought them back together. And that's how they pitched
the show. I understand that, but I'm just saying I just can't see that happening to me because I'm definitely a different person. And when I see that person, I'm just like,
is that because of the people? You're taking the actual people that you're
thinking about in future.
No.
I'm just like, if you were dating someone now, you broke up, and then 7 years from now.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That one's fair, but like now when I think of
your actual situation,
hell no. I was like, I'm better now than. Nah, that's right.
Yeah, I get that. I was thinking more so about.
That I see it's possible because that's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen it happen to people.
Yeah, I get you now.
So many people. So, like.
Yeah, the wraparound thing, because, again, I've only ever seen it in a bad way in short-term thing where it's, like, toxicity and they just keep coming back to each other. Well, they actually should just leave each other alone.
Mm.
That's the main one that I've seen it in. I have not lived long enough to see
other examples.
Like, I'm 27 now, so what, they broke up at 21 and like
exactly that honestly doesn't count.
It doesn't, honestly. I think I did before 25 counts. Don't even ask me questions about what I did because I wasn't there. I'm a different person.
I've heard a lot of stories about people who've like they've dated in high school and then they like started college and broke up and then like 10 years later they're like
I have heard that.
They've even gotten divorced, blah blah blah, and then they've gone back.
Instagram has
Is that real life or like
no real life? Actually, no. I've seen it on social media. A podcast and like some YouTube videos that I've seen and stuff like that. Like the ones where is it the cut
mm-hmm.
where they do like the storytelling of how they met and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
Which I find really cute.
That is cute.
Yeah, but a lot of it's a very American context.
Yeah, because you have to break up when you have college. You have to actually. He's going to Arizona, you're going to
you're moving away.
California. You have to separate.
But then it's like, oh, it's coincidence they end up in the same state or one of them decided, like they got divorced and went back home and that person was there and all that type of stuff. Isn't that a movie? Sweet Home Alabama?
Sorry, I haven't watched that one.
Wait, so was Maya married? Was she married?
She was engaged. But that was so weird. It was very quick.
Oh, Maya. How she was engaged
and
to Ben.
And he was young. He was like 23.
Who?
Oh, was he 23?
Who was engaged to Ben?
Ben Simmons.
Maya Dama.
Yeah, she moved to America. That's why
she's... No, she moved. She's young.
Because she was with him.
She's one year older. Look at us
having two different conversations.
Sorry, guys.
And this is like 2 years ago. She would have been like 26. He was 23. She's older than him.
Oh, he was 23. You didn't know?
Yeah.
I knew that
she moved. And he proposed her.
She moved because of him.
You say he didn't post her.
He proposed
to
her.
Oh, sorry, proposed. Like, okay. That's really young. No wonder. Yeah.
And the minute before he was with...
It was like after a year of dating as well.
Oh, is this Ben?
And the minute before he was with Kendall.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She keeps dating the same person over and over again, that girl.
Yeah.
Why?
They all look the same.
She's with Bad Bunny now.
Oh, yeah, true.
Is she actually with him?
Yeah, they're probably together.
I didn't even know who he was before.
I didn't know either. But apparently he's got one of the biggest songs in the world.
He's got one of the biggest followings in the world.
I didn't know.
On Spotify. It's reggaeton. He's popular in Latin America.
Yeah, he's popular in there.
Spanish is the...
second biggest language in the world. Yeah, it makes sense. And then people love the music, so they love to dance. But they do. They love a bit of music.
Don't we all, darling?
I don't know, but like Latin Americans love a function. They do! Especially their own genre, like reggaeton. They love it.
What are you saying?
I'm sick. You know why I'm laughing? Because there's one girl I know, like, she's Colombian and she hates reggaeton.
Really? Oh, that's their shit.
But why should they all like it?
Yeah, I know, but like, that's like a Nigerian hating Afrobeats.
And?
No, I'm saying it's rare. It's rare.
I get you.
But yeah, I don't know. The circling back thing. Maybe, like, if it wasn't something bad, it wasn't ending on bad terms. Because I don't believe in forgiving certain things. I mean extreme. Again, I've been around some toxic relationships, like freaking abuse and shit.
Yeah, hey.
You know what I mean? Like,
babe. Yeah, I don't know if you even qualified to speak on this because the reference points are not it.
When you're like an actual, when he's actually a being a bit shitty because you're a 21-year-old with no brain cells, it's different to being a abusive, shit person and like overly toxic. That's what I'm saying. Well, he's changed. I don't buy that.
I'm actually even surprised. You have 5 key friends. Like,
yeah, and it's been very concentrated.
Okay.
I feel like people make bad decisions when they're like 19, unfortunately.
Of course.
Of course. Yes. Your brain is not fully developed.
I'm actually very happy that I didn't date then. God. Thank God I was hideous in high school. Seriously. All of my friends who like dated guys in high school, I'm like, that would have finished me off, man. I was not strong enough to survive that.
What do you mean, though? What's hard to survive, especially the way that we dated? Well, your dating was like 2 years ago.
Exactly. So,
like, you know, back in our day, it was like, you know, you jump on MSN and then you're talking to each other.
Bebo.
Yeah, I didn't have that, but yes, Bebo. Well, MySpace, so putting them in your top 5.
That definitely wasn't it when I was, that was more so when I was like in year 7. I'm saying that like from, that I semi-serious from like 16 to 21, right?
Oh, okay, so I'm from high school.
You just don't have the red flag radar that you have when you're older.
No.
And I feel like when some guy is like popular or like, you know, he's a bit of a fuck boy, it's like, oh, he's like hot. Mm. But he's a dickhead.
You're literally
really
a child.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, like, exactly. That's what it is. You're a child.
And when you're a child, you thrive off popularity and stuff.
Exactly, so that like, shallow stuff, it doesn't matter. Yeah, exactly. So,
Anyway,
so we're all pro-circling back?
If the conditions allow it.
Yeah.
If the sense behind it. Correct. For sure. Oh,
my parents are a circle back relationship.
This is the things you should retain!
I know you're using your 5 references.
I know!
But way! Why? Were they like, did they grow up in the same village?
No, they met as grown people, but it's because my dad like went off to do his
political stuff.
Political thing. They couldn't be together. And then he circled back by inviting him to Australia.
Let's get married. That's a big first date.
But don't you think that's kind of common? Like, don't you realize that people that sometimes when they are like maybe in their teens or, you know, like early 20s, they might migrate here, get a bit more established, and then they go back to their high school sweetheart or their
I've never heard of that.
I have seen that, but I don't know if that's just because they were playing around here and then, I don't know.
Is that exposed to one of your uncles? I know. But yeah, it was circled back because circumstances took
them apart. Yeah,
it wasn't like they decided to break up.
Yeah.
Very different.
Or they always knew that they were going to go back to, they always knew that they were always going to go back home to get that person. Anyway.
Like, so in the meantime, anyway.
They were on a break.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Niggotry. But I'm even talking from like, you know, just from personal experience, from observation. I've seen that like.
Personal experience from observation, please.
Just observation. Mrs. Hench or whatever you said.
Stosh. But they were probably still together, though.
So the people that you said have recent or like have done it in your life recently, what were they?
No, because she was talking about people who like migrated.
So they're probably
still together. It's just like either hopefully I'll come back to you.
You know the idea of dating. It's not really, nothing's legit unless you're married in our culture, isn't it? So it's like you can do what you want.
True. Yeah, for sure.
That's very true.
So. Crazy. Anyway.
Anyway, Charlie, go to Reddit's reactions.
Alrighty. Am I the asshole for refusing to hear anything medical about my friend's pregnancy? I, 37 female, am at the end of my own life expectancy. It's entirely possible I could live longer because of taking good care of myself, but the average age for my condition is late 30s. My mother had the same condition I do and died at 22 from childbirth. I decided to never have children to avoid passing my disease on. There's a 50% chance. Or leaving children behind for someone else to raise, potentially knowing they would end up with their own mother's life, which was honestly a really crappy thing to have growing up. I joined a support group online 10 years ago, and in that time, while we have gained new members, we've lost a number of them to age and a number of these women to pregnancy and childbirth complications. One of my closest friends is Margie, 26F. She has decided to have a baby with her husband. My platonic partner / caretaker of 15 years, Jim, 41 male, and I live 1 hour away, and while her husband has been working as much overtime as possible so he can earn extra time off, Jim has been the one driving her to her appointments and bringing me back to spend time with her, so she doesn't have to be alone as much. My one and only rule is I don't want to know any specifics about her pregnancy-related medical issues because of my personal trauma. She's entitled to make her own decisions about her life. I'm entitled to my feelings, and I don't want to know so I can rein my feelings in and be respectful. She has a medical folder with updates about her current condition in the event of an emergency. Jim and I are not being paid for our time or gas, etc. It's all volunteer. However, as her pregnancy has progressed and things have started to get worse, she keeps trying to slip things in. On Friday, she brought it up again. I asked her if she needed us to call 911 and her husband. She said no, and I lost my temper at her and told her, stop bringing it up then. I have one rule and you keep trying to break it. Unless you need medical attention, can we please talk about something else? She cried for nearly an hour after I apologised and then told Jim and I to not bother showing up for Labor Day when we left. Her husband was confused because she wouldn't tell him what happened. Am I the asshole?
That is so... Yeah. Like...
Personally, no, I don't think she's the asshole. But really? Then why are you doing all that?
Yeah, that's what I'd be confused. Like...
You're subjecting yourself to that.
Exactly.
Naturally, she's pregnant, hormones are going off, she's probably just wanting to vent, and you're there.
And, like, but you then... all understand that you have the same condition.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I just feel like, I don't know, I guess you'd just be a supportive friend?
But I guess so, but then also she has boundaries. But she's putting herself in positions where those, it's not... practical for those boundaries to actually be
at all
kept. So that's why I say initially, but also, no, but yeah, she also has to take accountability for the actions that she's,
because it's almost like you're punishing your friend for the choice that she's made.
I don't know if it's a punish.
Maybe punish is not the word, but like
also she,
because her the issue is her health issue is heightened by the fact that she's pregnant.
Yeah,
so you there. Like, why are you supporting her if you know that it's something that you don't want to be a part of? I don't know. I'm a bit
confused.
The
one that hears about the medical aspect.
But it is the medical aspect.
The whole thing
is
medical to pregnancy. It's interesting because they met on the support group page for this disease. And she's hanging out with her, so she's not alone all the time. If she wants company as a pregnant woman, because her husband isn't around because he's working, naturally she's going to talk about...
Yeah.
Those things, yeah.
Like, you can't, what do you want to do, like, just talk about the weather?
But the thing is, I'm trying to say is, it's fine for her to have those boundaries, but then you also have to be, like, why are you making those choices, you know?
Yeah.
You know, when you know that it could easily, you could be easily triggered by the fact that she's talking about it and all that kind of stuff.
And the driving, taking her to appointments and all that type of stuff. Like, really, you should just be calling her and seeing how she is and putting the phone down.
Yeah, but then again, maybe she doesn't have anyone.
Yeah, she doesn't, but if this woman has boundaries, then she shouldn't make it her problem.
Yeah. Because you can't come and now complain that the lady said something. Yeah. Like, it's natural. You're pregnant and you've got a serious health concern.
And you've made the choice that you don't want to have the kids.
But, I mean, she said it. Don't talk to me about it. And the lady agreed.
I get it.
But still, I don't know. Yeah. Especially having a child, how can you put parameters like that?
What do you think are the limits of, like, I don't want to hear about something? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, because some people are like, they don't complain about it. I see all the time when people are struggling to conceive. Yeah. When they see people posting about pregnancy, they're like, it's upsetting to them.
Don't go on the app.
Thank you.
But
you
also, tell somebody what's if you know your friend is struggling to conceive and you've had a baby, are you going to approach telling them in a sensitive way?
I feel like, yes. Well, situations I've seen, the friend who's had the child finds ways to communicate that sensitively to their friend.
Okay.
And then also they would have a conversation on, like, what does it look like? Like, yes, I'm having a child. Do you want to know about it?
Exactly.
Or do you want me to refrain from telling you certain details? Like, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You would have those kind of conversations.
Okay. So then this friend has stipulated what would be best for her in terms of what to talk about. You could argue that.
Yeah, but she's now... But, like, her being involved, it's always going to be in your face.
Yeah.
Precisely.
Do you know what I mean? Like...
The whole thing is confusing.
It is. Like, it's just strange. It's it, like, it, You're right. She's that woman's basically put herself into the situations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where she's going to be constantly. And obviously the woman, you've told her your boundaries maybe a few times. She keeps like telling you about the pregnancy, whether it's intentional or not, it comes out. So obviously you can't keep on putting yourself in those situations because you know that she's not going to abide by them.
Like even take away the disorder that they have. Take that away and then just replace it with someone who's struggling to conceive and someone who's conceived. And the one who's struggling is taking her to appointments when, it's just like, what?
Yeah.
That doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Do you know what's interesting? Everyone's saying she's not the asshole, though. Everyone's saying that the friend should get a therapist.
The pregnant person.
Yeah.
No, but I said initially, yes, she's not the asshole because it's okay for her to have those boundaries, but she needs to take accountability for the action. So she's.
Do you want to hear what this person said?
Because she's just putting herself in harm's way.
You're not the asshole. You have communicated a boundary and she's just disrespected this boundary.
Mm.
I'm giving you some advice, but I think for your own mental health, you need to step back from this friendship.
Yeah,
if her condition means she's likely to pass away in childbirth, then you need to emotionally distance yourself from this situation to avoid worsening your own mental health. Additionally, it might be worth having a mix of healthy and sick friends so you can have some friends who will not drag you down emotionally with their own health situation.
Yeah,
so get some friends who don't have that condition so they can distract you from it instead of being around all these people that have the same issues and stuff.
That's also intense, getting healthy friends as well, because it's like there's a probability you won't live long.
How is that intense though? Isn't like it might hurt the friends that lose you?
Hey, I'm your friend. But possibility I could die in like 2 years. Let's be friends. I don't know. Like,
she probably has.
Not saying that she shouldn't get healthy and friends, but I'm just like, whoa, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Vanessa, what do you think?
As I said, I'm confused.
What are you confused about?
What's confusing?
It just seems simple. Why is she doing it?
Yeah, I don't know.
If it's going to cause harm.
And her husband's even adding on to it, or her partner is even adding on to it.
Common sense, right? I don't know.
She needs to take a step back.
Yeah, definitely.
She needs to take a step back.
Because you can't expect someone not to talk about something that's.
Mm.
I feel like sometimes we are getting like.
A bit too
much. Like, not everyone can. It's like it's giving spoiled child.
Yeah. I have boundaries.
Yeah.
Like it's. We're really abusing that term.
Yes. I 100% really agree.
Are. Yeah.
Just if you have your boundaries, all right, good for you, but you don't have to announce it from a megaphone. If it's too much for you, back off.
Yeah.
That's all she needs to do.
All you can control is yourself.
Like, control
it's actually so mad to like expect me to be pregnant and not talk to my friend who's with me all the time about it. When I think about it the more and more, I'm like, what?
Very stupid. That's why I don't even have any comments.
Like anything in general, it's like, what do we like? So because of your problem, I have to not discuss things in my life.
More intolerable.
So like if you're, it's just like, so if you have a friend whose mum passed away, unfortunately, do you not say, this is my mum, I hang out with my mum today? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, I've never met someone whose mum passed away who said that, but as an example, do you know what I mean? Like, to what extent do we cater, like.
We're a very sensitive generation.
And every day, I don't even think
it's sensitive. It's like, it's entitlement. Okay. It's entitlement. So you can be sensitive about something. That's fine. Like she's within her rights. That's a big thing to be sensitive about. Like I don't think it's a small thing.
Yeah, of course.
But it's the entitlement to expect her friend to gain the topic of conversation around her when it's such a huge thing in her life.
And the fact that she keeps on going around.
She's expecting different. You're like her support person.
Yeah.
She's putting on her friend.
Yeah.
To help herself. You should help. That's what I'm saying. It's entitlement.
You need to help yourself, yes.
It's entitlement to expect someone else to deal with your issues. Yeah, I don't like that. Especially when she's pregnant. She's very vulnerable.
Mm. And that's what I was going to say. When you're pregnant, I get it that she keeps on crossing that boundary.
Mm.
But sometimes, like your hormones are not. They're raging. Like, you're not in the right frame of mind sometimes. And obviously, this is a big bloody deal.
Yeah, of course.
She could lose her life from this.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of things are emotionally, you know,
there are
taxing.
Too many layers in it.
Yeah, there's so many layers. Just being pregnant in itself is a layer. And then on top of that, I could die. Or, you know, something could happen to my baby or to me. Like, that's a lot. So you can't expect somebody just to be on mute.
Mm.
not a Beyonce concert. Like, you need to be understanding of people's circumstances and say, okay, I understand it, actually. Like, she just can't stop.
Yeah.
Like, she has to get it out some way, and I can't handle it, so I'm going to remove myself.
Exactly.
That has to be the...
You can't put it on her to tailor everything to you.
Exactly.
All right, so you are the asshole. Not you, but this person.
Yeah, I think she needs to take some accountability.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Hope you enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
What was that, Gillian?
And we'll catch you on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye. Bye. Bye.